Pakistan in turmoil as Bhutto is buried. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Violence has spread across Pakistan as assassinated Benazir Bhutto was buried on Friday. The former Prime Minister was laid to rest next to her father in the family mausoleum in her native Sindh province. Tens of thousands of mourners assembled to see their beloved leader's coffin draped in political party colours. They wailed and beat their heads in grief as the funeral procession passed by. Her husband, Asif Ali Zardari, wept as he sat in the car carrying his slain wife's body. Pakistan's government has declared 3 days of mourning for the assassinated opposition leader, while the party she headed, the Pakistan People's Party, the PPP, has called for 40 days. Her death on Thursday at the hands of a suicide bomber at an election rally in Rawalpindi has plunged Pakistan into crisis. Riots have broken out all over the country, with rioters attacking police, burning tyres and looting stores. The death of 54-year-old Bhutto leaves Pakistan in a state of political vacuum, with the short-term future of the country cloaked in uncertainty. There are fears the elections, scheduled for January the 8th, could be put off. This would please those responsible for her death, who seem intent on derailing attempts to bring democracy to Pakistan. Many believe Al-Qaeda, who opposed Bhutto's liberal views, was behind the suicide attack. The international community are very keen to see the elections take place on time to avoid further chaos in the country. Representatives of Bhutto's PPP party have yet to say if they will contest the election and who would represent it. Bhutto had hoped to restore democracy and stability to Pakistan and free it from extremism. In 1988, aged just 35, she became the Muslim world's first democratically elected female prime minister. She was trying to lead her country for a third time.